name is Denise Sugarman, and I made a year-end gift to KGNU because I love to turn on the radio and hear more than the same tired political talking points. With Democracy Now! And the Tom Hartman Show, and also the diversity of music is so refreshing. I can hear anything from Grateful Dead to Motown. So please support this extraordinary radio station by going to KGNU.org and making a contribution today.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on this, the final Saturday of 2020. Here we are. We've reached the end of this incredible year of just challenge after challenge after challenge. But you made it through, we made it through, here we are. Got a lot of great music in this last hour for you. Hope you had a good Christmas, holiday, whatever, solstice, whatever you do this time of year. Hope you're enjoying it, making the most of it, and getting together at least with, well, making the most of it. Like I said, a lot of great music ahead in the show today, continuing or concluding our look back at the year in music in 2020. And again, getting in a lot of stuff that we haven't heard much of this year on the show. So let's get to it here. It's Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
Thank you.
Terrasonic on KGNU. Last show of the year. Looking back at some tracks that came through in 2020, that was Contento, a new release to expatriate Colombians, one in Geneva, one in Barcelona, and their new album is called Lo Bueno Está Aquí. And that just recently came out. We heard Paso Pa'lante from that one. Then from Brazilian pianist Luis Carlo Vinhas, it was Cisse Baiao from O Som Psicodélico de LCV. Luis Carlo Vinhas, originally released in 1968 and recently reissued by Portuguese label Mad About Records. Also from Colombia, but living in Toronto. Before that, Lido Pimienta and her album Miss Colombia came out this year. We heard Resisto Ya from that, and some South African music from Madalitso Band and Ndala Kwanji got us going. In the background right now, Fred Ramirez, Hold On, I'm a Coming, the Michel Jean Yves edit. So much music to come in the show today here on Terrasonic. Let's get back to it. It's Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
Bana senden hediye. yeminler etmişti ayrılmam diye. Yalan yeminine kurban oldum. Yeminler etmişti ayrılmam diye. Yalan yeminine kurban oldum. Yalan yeminine kurban oldum. Yalan yeminine kurban oldum. Yalan yeminine kurban oldum.
Some music there from Juana Molina, record called Anormal, A-N-R-M-A-L, a track called Lo Decidio, recorded live just before the pandemic struck, just as she was starting to get out and tour with a band as opposed to doing it solo as she had for so many years, and like pretty much every other artist in the world, those plans cut short by ye old coronavirus. Before Juana Molina was Endodrome, remixed by Balint Boldizar, a track called Hobo Bo, that just out, as was the Ulysses remix of Gilinchik from Santi and Tulce. Before that, some vintage Turkish music from Tarub, track from an album called Tarup, and a song called Kurban Oldgum. And right now in the background, more Luis Carlos Vinas. Don't spin an artist twice in a show very often, but digging this record lately, and it kind of fit the feel for what I was looking for in this break. Song's called Song for My Father. We're about halfway through today's show, the last one of the year. Very happy to be here with you today. Hope you're having a good weekend, having a good holiday, and staying healthy and safe, and having a good time as well. Let's get back to the music here on Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU. Happy New Year, friends.
she loving me. No, did she really? And did she really? Did she get any echo? And did she love me? And did she love me? Did she get any echo? And did she love me? Oh, and did she love me?
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music is rounding into the home stretch. Under 15 minutes left to go in this episode, in this year of Terrasonic. I look back, I did 50 episodes this year, the most I've ever done of this show in almost 19 years. The only two episodes I missed were when I was had the good fortune of being in Cuba back in January and February. Other than that, thanks to the lockdown, I got to do the show every week, and I'm cool with that because I really love doing this show. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in with me this year and sticking around. It's been great to connect with you and know that people are out there digging the sounds and staying connected through KGNU. It's been such a big part of the community for so many years, and especially now really stepping up during this COVID-19 situation. So thank you for your support. Still time to get your year-end donation in. You can do that via our website, kgnu.org. Want to remind you that we've got a big on-air New Year's Eve party coming up on New Year's Eve, Thursday. I'm one of seven DJs covering 8 hours of music. Deep Rock Dave, Aaron Stereo, Cal Huss, Iris Berkeley, Indra, Terry from Falling Short. Bringing you some music to keep your New Year's upbeat and flowing. So tune in for that. It starts at 7 o'clock on 31st. I'll come back to say goodbye before the show's over. Let's get into this track from Conjunto Media Luna here on Terrasonic on KGNU. We'll be right back. Okay, here we are. We have reached the end of the show and the year in terms of Terrasonic. Just heard Sidi Muharram from the album City of Unguja, Romance Revolution on Zanzibar. An excellent record came out this year from On the Corner Records, one of the finest labels going right now, in my opinion. A track called Nyuki. And before that, from Incorrecto, number 52, Estamos por la Utopia, Sonidos de Emergencia contra el Estado Policial Colombiano. I believe that's songs against... anyway. Songs against the police state forming in Colombia. Rocky Marciano before that, Brazilian living in Amsterdam, and from his latest Gingando na MPC, we heard Máquina. And right now in the background, also from Brazil, but also spending some time in Berlin, it's Numa Gama from their record Me Rediseño, one of my favorites on the Terrasonic Top 10 list. You'll find a bunch of top 10 lists from KGNU DJs at afterfm.com, as well as the top 100 releases of the year here on KGNU. Check out After FM for all of your music and information needs. Yeah. After FM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music service. Lots of stuff there for you to check out. I encourage you to do so. You can also find an archive of Terrasonic there at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. You'll find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic as well. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. The Donovan coming up to bring you the last Reggae Bloodlines of 2020, followed at 4 o'clock by Mariah. 2 hours of the best in African music on African roots, then an hour of news from the BBC Sound Lab kicks off KGNU's Saturday evening program at 7, programming at 7 with Doug E. Stale in with you today. Grateful Dead Hour at 8. Electronic Air at 9. Mark Flanagan doing Under the Floorboards at 11. All right. Let's take it out of here with, what are we doing? Derbukas and a track called Caravan March. That's going to come up in just a minute. Thank you again for listening, for supporting KGNU, and listening to Terrasonic. It's a pleasure to be here for you every Saturday. And thank you for being here for KGNU every day as well. Take care of yourselves and each other. Happy New Year. Let's hope for a better one in 2021. And tune in to KGNU's on-air New Year's Eve party on the 31st. A bunch of cool DJs, myself among them, a bunch of cool DJs, and me bringing you some tunes on your New Year's Eve. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. See you in 2021. Thanks for listening.
KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC, Nederland, K254CH LaPorte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Many European countries have reported sporadic cases of the new coronavirus variant that was first detected in southeast England. It's already spreading quickly across Britain. The variant is of great concern because it's thought to be up to 70% more infectious and able to spread faster. David Bamford reports.
Three cases of the new highly infectious variant of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Switzerland. Local health authorities say two are British citizens. Switzerland has kept open its ski slopes and thousands of tourists have arrived in the last couple of weeks. Spain, Sweden and France have also just reported cases of the strain, and earlier Denmark, the Netherlands, Italy and Germany. Much of Britain is now in complete lockdown. The authorities are warning that the rampant spread of the disease means restrictions may last months.
Several European countries, including Germany, have begun administering their first coronavirus vaccine shots within hours of receiving the first shipments. The president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has said the vaccination programme would be key on the road to recovery.
Vaccination will help to get us our normal lives back gradually. Once enough people have been vaccinated, we can start travelling, meeting our friends and family again, and have normal holidays, which we all long for. But until then, let's stay safe together. Let's make 2021 our year of European recovery and hope.
A leading economic think tank says China will overtake the United States to become the world's biggest economy by 2028, 5 years earlier than previously estimated. The Center for Economic and Business Research says Beijing's aggressive shutdown when faced with the virus earlier this year has given it a head start over its competitors. By contrast, the United States has had the highest number of deaths from the virus and has struggled to agree an economic stimulus package to deal with its effects. Reports from northeastern Nigeria say suspected Islamist militants have abducted about 40 loggers and killed three others. With more details, here's our Africa editor, Mary Harper.
The loggers went to search for wood in the Wulgo forest, but didn't return in the evening. Local vigilantes went to look for them and found three bodies, all shot in the back. They say the others were probably taken by Boko Haram militants who have bases in the forest. The militants have increasingly targeted loggers and farmers who they accuse of passing information on to the army and local militias. Loggers have been warned not to venture deep into the forest, but they often feel compelled to do so because vegetation has been depleted in safer areas.
World News from the BBC. The President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, has paid tribute to the notorious Cold War spy, George Blake, who has died in Moscow, aged 98. Mr. Putin described Blake as an outstanding professional who'd contributed to preserving peace on the planet. George Blake was a Soviet double agent working in the British Secret Service. Hamas says that overnight Israeli airstrikes on Gaza hit a children's hospital, which the Israeli army has denied. Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, described the airstrikes as barbaric, with medical sources saying two civilians, including a child, received light injuries. The Israeli army says that it hit three Hamas targets, including a military post. Local businesses in the U.S. city of Nashville have offered more than $300,000 to catch those responsible for a camper van blast on Christmas Day. Businessman Marcus Lemonis is the latest to donate towards the reward plot, pledging $250,000.